I just want to endorse what Oliver said in our thanks and appreciation for your long-term support of the Gideons. Agnes and I have been involved 40 years here locally. We've been going to the schools locally in the hospital for 40 years. But just in June there, we were visiting the guest houses and hotels here locally. Your nearest Bible, Gideon Bible, is in the Black Horse, which is, what, about 20 yards up the road there. We've been going there for years, and they kept saying, no, the sort of folk we get here wouldn't read them. And I went in there on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, and the lady who runs the pub there, a Sikh lady, used to have a newsagent shop in Leamington. She knew me. Oh, Mr. Nielsen. So we had a nice conversation. Now I said, we really want you to have these Bibles in your rooms. Oh, she says, it's just contractors, men that come here. They wouldn't read it. But anyway, she did receive Bibles and one personal testament for herself. That was a real answer to prayer and encouragement. You know, just to keep going, even though people said no, it's just going back, because the Word of God changes lives. We want to thank you for your support financially, covering all the costs of the testaments we placed in the hospital and to the medical staff. In fact, we've been there in March, and Agnes and the ladies are going for the night shift at the end of September. And as they do, they get so well received by the medical staff, saying, wow, fancy you coming here at 10 o'clock at night. Because the Word of God is for all. And we thank you for your support, and also for the overseas support and your mission support. Actually, the finance you give to us does more than just scriptures locally. Because our budget locally, 70% of all our income actually goes to buy scriptures overseas. So you're part of that. We thank you. Wow. Nothing is impossible. You've got to say it with God, haven't you? You've got to add that. Awesome God. And it's been an awesome 2 weeks, really. You just got to keep saying, surely it's impossible for that guy to run at that speed, for that girl to jump that height, for those guys to row that fast, for those fellas to keep going all day like they did yesterday. Amazing! Is it impossible? Well, humanly speaking, a lot of those things we thought were impossible have become possible because of skill and devotion and hard work. But today we're talking about something different. We're talking about the power of God, and that truly is awesome. Nothing is impossible with God. It's faith changing. And really, we want this morning to think, first of all, some aspects in introducing your study of four, an awesome God, and then to look particularly at this thought of nothing being impossible. I think maybe I shared this at one time some years ago, the attributes of God, really asking the question, how big is your God? Great is our God. And so, we can do it alphabetically. Now, there's a start. There's a couple. Almighty. Awesome. Any other starting with A that you can think of?
Amazing.
Amazing. Yep. That's got you thinking.
Astonishing.
Pardon?
Astonishing.
Astonishing. You'll get to see in a minute.
Right.
Yep. Unapproachable, and is alive. What about B? 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 Let's go for B. Bountiful. You know, he's awesome. He's just so bountiful. God is bountiful in his love for us. What else? We've got beloved. Any other B's?
Brilliant.
Brilliant, yeah. Beautiful. Hallelujah. Used to sing chorus, how big is your God? You know, he's big, isn't he? Now the sea then. What about the sea? Caring. Caring. Do you know a God like that who's caring? Do you know the care of God? He's compassionate. That's another C, isn't it? But he's creator. You know, I was just looking at a flower yesterday, and a bit destructive, because I peeled the petal back to look at the sepal and the pollen and the color of that. And, you know, we don't need to look far, do we, to see the amazing creation that God has made for us. What about D? Deliverer? He is a deliverer. And he's devoted. Any other D's you can think of? That's a hard one. Sorry? Dependable. There's another one. What about that one? Our dear Savior, he's dependable.
Daring.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. He sent his son. That was daring. What about E then? Well, that's an easy one. All these words are in Scripture, aren't they? They're all there. Everlasting. He's from everlasting to everlasting. Eternal. That is our awesome God. Now you're thinking ahead of me. I can see that. I can just see the brains going. You think, what will F be? Faithful. Yep. And forgiving. A God who is forgiving. Do you know that God? Do you know the God who He knows you? Even when you don't even like yourself, what you've done, yet here's a God who forgives, as we've been singing. Friend of sinners. Wow, a friend of sinners. Any other F's you can think of? Oh, you've got lots now, sorry. Father God, forever. Oh, we're running dry. Yep. Again?
Faultless.
Faultless, that's right. The one who is without spot or blemish. And G, you jump ahead of me then. G? G. Gracious. Glorious. Hallelujah. Good. Good. He's a good God. What a God. He's awesome. This is our God. Awesome God. You know, you just want to stop and say, wow. You know, this is what the whole foundation of worship is. Sometimes you're sitting there saying, what could I say? What would I pray? You just think for a minute. Take any one of the letters of the alphabet and you'll get a word that describes your God. And tell Him, Lord, I want to thank You that You're good. Lord, I want to thank You that to me today You are gracious. Thank You, Lord. Isn't that easy to do? For those who find it hard to worship. It's easy to ask, but what about worship? Take the attributes of God and just tell God that He is great. What's the next one? H, well, He's heavenly Father, healer, and helper. Don't we all need that? Don't you need that, brother? Eh? A helper every day. He's our healer. He's our helper. He's our heavenly Father. And when we address Him, you know, it might sound strange to say heavenly Father, but that's who He is. Heavenly Father. And the alphabet goes on to I. Oh, is it I? Oh, I. This is a hard one, is it? I. Infinite wisdom. That's, you know, no measurement, is there? Intercessor. Now, can you come up with some other I's? Pardon? Immortal. I hadn't thought about that one. Immortal. Any others? Indescribable. Yep, there's a song that we sing sometimes which says that, doesn't it? He's indescribable. Yeah. Inspirer. But our intercessor. You know, we think about the Lord Jesus Christ who is with the Father now interceding on our behalf. Isn't that amazing? He knows you by name. And He knows your need. And He's interceding. He's saying, you know, John is just needing my help today. I'm interceding on his behalf. How are we doing? I, oh. J or Jai, whichever way, if you're Scots, it comes out a different way. Oh. There's one above all, isn't there? Jesus. Jesus. But he's just. Absolutely just. When you think about a justifier. Justifier, it's just as if we'd never sinned. He blots our sins out completely. Buried in the depths of the sea, the word says. Justifier. We can thank the Lord. Lord, I want to thank you today that you have brought me to this position where you've forgotten and forgiven and you've dealt with my sin and you've justified me. Thank you, Lord. Is that the sort of prayer you pray? Just take these words of Scripture, great attributes of God. How are we doing? Kay, well, you'll rush ahead with this. This is an easy one, isn't it? Where are we, Kay? King of kings. He is above all authorities, King of kings. Not just king, King of kings. But also at the same time, he's kind. We thought about him being bountiful, being generous. He's kind. Isn't he these attributes that we would like to have in our life as we walk with the Lord? Surely it takes the indwelling Holy Spirit to make that so, that we would be kind, generous. And then L. Well, this isn't too difficult. L. L.
Loving.
Loving. Absolutely. Thank you. Another one?
Living.
He's alive. Yeah, he's living. It's not a dead God. It's not a piece of wood or stone or metal. He's alive. And he's the Lamb of God. Jesus, the Lamb of God, the one who is a sacrifice for our sins. Isn't it awesome? Isn't this an awesome God? Wow, you're going to have 4 weeks of real blessing as you think about the awesome God. Amen. And M would be next, wouldn't it, in your alphabet? M? Louder? Marvelous. Absolutely marvelous. Majestic. I think of majestic. You know,
magnificent.
You know, you start to picture things like the Queen's coronation. You know, you see the majesty, you see the magnificence. That's what our Lord is like. But he's mighty. Mighty. That he's endless strength. Well, we can see that. We think we're clever. You know, men landed a little tractor on Mars this last week. Do you think that's awesome? That's nothing compared to the might of God. Nothing. But he's also merciful. Hallelujah. He's merciful to me. N. N? 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 How are we doing? N? It's got you thinking this has, isn't it? N? Never ending. That's part of the everlasting. Yeah, never ending, eternal. Right, let's have a look at it. What we've got up. N? Sorry, I missed that. There's no slide for N. Oh, he's near anyway. What happened there? He never sleeps. How about that? Missed that one. Never ending. And O. Now, we heard that in David's prayer a few minutes ago. I think you've got about three or four of the O's, David. What were they? They're big words, aren't they? Wow. We need the dictionary out for those. Oh, you've got to get the arms out wide for this one. Omnipotent. Omnipresent. Omniscient. Hallelujah. Yeah, just you dwell on those words. There's none greater. Is there a P? Yes, there's a P. Yes?
Pardoning
God. Who is a pardoning God like thee, we sometimes sing. And he's praiseworthy. Yeah, that's what we're here today. We're here to lift up his name. He's praiseworthy. Our heart just says, Lord, we want to praise you today. If you're out of words, go to the Psalms. Find a few verses from the Psalms. And just read them and say, Lord, these are my words to you today. And he's powerful. As we've said, he's mighty. I missed that.
Perfect.
Perfect. Ah, oh, wonderful. And then there's an R. R would be R. Righteous. Redeemer. Remember what that means? He paid the price. We were guilty. We could not have met the price. Jesus did it on the cross. And he's our rock. We were singing that earlier. We can absolutely depend on him. And if we go to S, you could probably get quite a few S's in the attributes of God. This awesome God. Sinless. That's the perfect God. And he's and strong, and he's a shepherd. I was walking along past the field this morning, and you know, every sheep was lying down, perfect, chewing their cud, just sitting there. Why? Because they felt secure. A sheep that doesn't feel secure doesn't all rest. And the whole flock were resting. The shepherd comes around every morning. I see him there and he goes around them. That's our shepherd. We can rest like that. He's our Savior. Hallelujah. And T would be easy as well, I think. This awesome God is trustworthy. Absolutely trustworthy. You can depend on him. He's true. Whatever he says, his word is true. And he's tender. Back to the shepherd thing again. He just puts his arms around us. He's caring. He's compassionate. He's tender. Praise God. What an awesome God we have. You. Oh, yep, universal, the whole wide world. That's right. He's here with us this morning, as he's been with those in Russia worshipping 3 or 4 hours ago, or he's been with those in Malaysia 8 hours ago. He's going to be with, in America, those worshipping in 5 and 6 and 7, 8. And he's there. With us. Hallelujah.
Understanding.
Oh, don't we need that, Ron, eh? You know, sometimes we get all screwed up. All agitated. But God is understanding. But he's unchanging. Unchanging. Unsearchable. Hallelujah. The alphabet's going there. I don't know if you've got a V or not there. No, we don't have a V. Oh, I'm sure there must be a V. Victorious. Victorious. Put that one in. Victorious. Hallelujah. And W would be, oh, quite a few for W's. See again? Worthy. He's worthy of our praise. And he's wonderful. Another one. Wise. And he can give us his wisdom. And he's watchful. He's not going to slumber or sleep. He's watchful every hour of the day and night. You might be lying in a hospital bed saying, oh, have I been forgotten? No, the Lord is watchful. He's wonderful. He's wise. He is the living Word. Y would be the name from the Old Testament, Yahweh. Well, I've taken some time to do that because I feel that, you know, you're going for 4 weeks to think about this awesome God. If you're going to come to the Lord in prayer, you need faith, don't you? In what? In Him. In our awesome God. And if your faith is weak, simply take some of these aspects of the character of God and tell God, thank you. Tell Him what He's like. And your faith will rise. Let's just look then at this thought of being impossible. Nothing is impossible. I want to read from the New Testament from Luke chapter 1, verse 26. I think it will appear on the screen, is that right? Now here's a case in right at the beginning of the New Testament, where it finishes with the words, nothing is impossible with God. But we're going to look, let me read this, because this is an amazing illustration of the awesome God. In the 6th month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph,
a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered at what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." Oh, I'm so glad that the angel said those words. Nothing is impossible with God. Just think of this girl, teenager probably. You know, a couple of weeks ago, at the opening ceremony of the Olympics, people were saying, "Who's going to light the flame?" And what happened? Seven people all had a torch to light the flame. Now the question is, were they just seven people out of the audience chosen at random? No. There was a reason for their selection. They were nominated by veteran sports personalities because they had particular qualities or achievements. What about Mary? Had she particular attainments, achievements? Was there something? Why did God choose Mary, this girl in the village? I suppose you could say God knew that he could trust her, and that she would trust him. He would be called the Son of the Most High. His name, Jesus. You can't imagine what that girl was thinking. Am I dreaming? Is this my imagination? No. She did struggle to believe, didn't she? She wasn't married. Human level, it was impossible. But Gabriel gave the perfect answer, for nothing is impossible with God. This is a message for each one of us today. For you, with your little faith, nothing is impossible with God. Do you believe it? Are you with me? Let me tell you a story from Brazil. There's a guy there, a member of the Gideons. It was about lunchtime, and the doorbell rang, and he opened the door, and there was a man standing there, a stranger, and I wondered if it was somebody selling something. And this man said, "Excuse me, sir, how long have you lived in this house?" "Oh," he says, "about 10 years. "Oh." He said, "About 5 years ago, you had a burglary." "Yep." He says, "Well, I was a burglar, and I did several of the properties up this street." "Why have you come now?" He said, "Well, I've come to ask you to forgive me." "Oh," he says, "that's strange." He said, "I've just come out of prison. I've been in prison 7 years. No, 5 years, was it? I don't know. About, I get these numbers mixed up. 4 or 5 years. Anyway, and he said, "There is a man came to the prison and he presented little blue Gideon testaments, and I read it. And he said, I came to faith in Jesus and realized that I could be forgiven, but as I've been in prison all this time, I've realized that I needed to put right what I did. So I've come to ask you to forgive me." Well, the man said, "You better come in and have a coffee." And so he sat down and he talked to this guy and he said, "You know, I'm a member of the Gideons. And he says, for several years now, I've been going to that same prison almost every week with testaments and praying the one prayer. Lord, every time I give a testament, would someone read it and come to follow you? And this morning you've come and you've come to tell me. He said, you came as a burglar, now you come as a brother. Isn't that amazing? Nothing's impossible with God. Nothing is impossible. We might be working years, sowing a seed, trusting God. Nothing is impossible with God. Let's look again at Luke chapter 8 this time and see, you know, as the Lord, in those years that he had, not many years walking the roads of Palestine, this Lake Galilee, which seemed to be useful for getting from A to B at times, but it was bothered with the wind coming down off the hills often late in the afternoon. You've probably been looking at the sailing down in Weymouth in the last couple of weeks and saying, how do those guys keep those boats, those yachts, or whatever you call them, the right way up? Well, read this. Luke chapter 8, 22. Nope. Have I got the wrong one? Can we? We've got Luke. Right, we'll go for Luke. One day Jesus said to his disciples, let's go over the other side of the lake. So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down in the lake so that the boat was being swamped and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, Master, Master, we're going to drown. He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters, and the storm subsided and all was calm. Where is your faith? He asked the disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him. This is our awesome God. Now, if you can imagine being in that boat as the wind started to blow, what do you think the disciples were doing? Well, if you watch those guys in the races this week, they just worked so hard to get the sails right so that it didn't blow over or capsize or get swamped. Now, I can imagine the disciples, and some of them were fishermen. They would have oars, they would be pulling, and they'd be trying to keep going. And all the while, Jesus is sleeping. There's a lovely picture here. In our life, we often are trying to do things in our own strength, forgetting that Jesus is in the boat. He's right there. And you know, some people have been like that, trying to become Christians and thinking they could do it with their own hands, with the oars. But Jesus has done it. It's been done. All we've got to do is rest. And so they come to Jesus in their distress. And what does Jesus do? He just has a quiet word with the wind and the waves. That's what the Lord can do in our life. He can have a quiet word to the winds and the waves in our life if we'll let him. He got up and they rebuked the wind and the raging waters, and the storm subsided. But the question is an interesting, where is your faith? You see, it was a question of faith for them. Of saying, why worry, boys? Jesus is here. But, you know, it's easy to say that, but when the wind is at 60 miles an hour and the waves look as if we're going to be swamped, it's pretty hard, isn't it? To be realistic, it's pretty hard to rest. You know, there used to be a children's chorus we used to sing, with Christ in the vessel, we'll smile at the storm. Some of you are nodding your head. It's an interesting truth. From this storm, can you smile at the storm? It's not easy. Let's be realistic. But Jesus is there to rebuke the wind and the waves in our life. No wonder people follow Jesus. Amazing attributes of Jesus. Go with us now to Mark chapter 5. This is about the awesome God. Nothing is impossible. Well, here's a lady who was right at the end of her What more can I do? A woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, I love those words, at once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding against you, his disciples answered, and yet you ask, who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, trembling with fear, and told him the whole truth. Oh, I love what Jesus says. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be free from your suffering. And those beautiful words. You see, it was just a little faith. Desperate, really. And out of her desperation, she came. But she had that little faith. And Jesus said, daughter, your faith has healed you. The challenge to the disciples in the boat was, where was your faith? The encouragement to this woman with all her suffering was, your faith has healed you. Nothing is impossible with God. That woman must have thought, another year's gone by, desperately sick. But Jesus met her that day. Well, on that same day, Jesus, that same occasion, because there was a man standing there anxiously waiting on Jesus as he spoke to her. A 12-year-old girl has just died. And Father Jairus came pleading with Jesus to visit his home because she was seriously ill. And then the message comes, it's too late. Jesus, being delayed, talking to this lady, the message was, don't bother him. It's too late. What did Jesus say? Don't be afraid, just believe. You know, in the extremity of our life, the whisper of the Holy Spirit into our life is, don't be afraid, just believe. Oh, we need to hear that word in times of trouble. Jesus says, nothing is impossible. Well, again and again we see Jesus dealing with the impossible situations. There was that man with his son who had an evil spirit and was in great danger of killing himself. But he says to Jesus, if you can, everything is possible for him who believes. What does the man say? Oh, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. Yes, so often our faith is so small. Maybe that's your prayer today. Help me. Help my unbelief. Because we don't all have the faith that the Bible talks about of moving mountains. Usually our faith is very small. But it's not the size of our faith. It's an awesome God that we worship. For nothing is impossible with God. What about your life? What about this message for you today? Can you grasp it? Can you say, yes, nothing is impossible with God in my life? Nothing is impossible. It's a simple message. But the challenge to each one of us is our faith in the awesome God. Is it in the awesome God, or is it in our own effort? What seems impossible in your life? Maybe you feel that you're too far gone in sin. God could not forgive me. Let me remind you that Jesus died on the cross to forgive and deal with our sin and to adopt us into his family. Maybe today, as you think about Monday, you're thinking about a work situation or a lack of work. Seems impossible. Reach out to God, just as that lady did, just the faith to touch, as we sing, the hem of his garment. No matter how small our faith. Maybe you're living with a very difficult home situation. Reach out to God. Just reach out to him. Say, Lord, I believe in you, the awesome God. Maybe today you need the support of someone with a stronger faith than you. Why not ask someone here today to pray with you? It takes courage sometimes to do that. But there are those here I know who would love to pray with you. Tap into their faith. Be encouraged. Let's believe in the God of the impossible, because all things are possible with God. Hallelujah.